Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. They also happen to be the sponsor of the Gas House Gang, which will be back tomorrow at noon on our KMOX Sports social media channels with Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler. I'm Tom Ackerman. Bernie Miklas will be with us for the four-man crew. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, Tom. Good to be with you as always. Always look forward to this.
Oh, I love these chats.
Yeah, hope your Sunday's off to a great start.
It is off to a great day. I hope yours is as well. Just talked to John Mozeliak. Quick recap. First out of the gate, he said I asked him an awkward question. I love when I have these kind of meetings with Mo. Mo and I go way back, so that's fine. My awkward question was about, you know, saying goodbye to free agents just in general, people that you spent a lot of time with, and he, of course, isn't going to give any names about who those are. We know who those free agents are because they haven't signed with anybody else, so he can't talk about them. But he did acknowledge that from season to season, it's always like that. Like, you're always saying goodbye. You never have the same clubhouse from year to year. And I asked him about his identity. How does he want the Cardinals? What does he want this roster to be? He said exciting, athletic, and, you know, something that they can be proud of, basically giving some of these younger players the pathway to succeed, Bernie.
And I'm really good with that. As long as they're consistent in terms of applying it, you know, with some of their decisions on who's in the rotation, who's going to be in the lineup, who's going to get the most playing time, because they will have some competition. So I'll be curious to see if it truly will be open competitions or maybe, frankly, some of these spots on the team or in the lineup in the rotation are already accounted for, and maybe the competition will not be what we were led to believe it was, but we'll just wait and see. There's no reason to rush to judgment on that yet, but that is one question that lingers with me. But I think Cardinals fans who really try to process all this realize that what they're doing is overdue. They've been kind of in this average, below average level now for a while, and the cycle is repeating itself, and they can't continue to do that. I mean, they have to take long-term action that's going to put them at a higher level. And the long-term action, of course, is completely fixing an outdated, pretty eroded minor league farm system and all the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, I look at, you know, all-star games, playoff games, these award ceremonies, these lists of players, and I sit here and I'm saying, aside from Helsley and Wynn, you know, I'm saying, where are the Cardinals' young players? Where are the young stars? Where are the? It just used to be that way. Let's say that the Cardinals start to ramp this up a little bit. Do you identify anybody currently in the system that you believe, from what you've observed so far, could emerge and become that next name?
Well, I think it's natural to look at their top position player prospect, J.J. Weatherholt, and also their top pitching prospect, Quinn Matthews, and maybe their second best pitching prospect, Tink Hentz. I did a video on this on my YouTube channel the other day on Friday, And Baseball America and Baseball Prospectus, both looking at the Cardinals' top prospects, are very positive about Weatherholt and Quinn Matthews, both making a contribution in 2025. Baseball America thinks their estimated time of arrival for Quinn Matthews is early in the season. I don't know what exactly early means. Is it sometime late May, maybe something like that, early June, maybe something like that. And Baseball America believes Weatherholt can be here later in the 2025 season. And I don't think that that's, you know, being excessively optimistic. I mean, Matthews was one of the very best pitchers in the minor leagues this past season. And Weatherholt, seventh overall pick in the draft, who's got the most pure hitting approach and hitting production in the entire draft. I mean, I think both of those guys will be on the way to St. Louis soon. And there are some others, but the list must start with them.
Which means that some people are going to have to move out. And listening to Mozeliak in the last segment, free agency is pretty quiet on their end, as you would anticipate. But trades are being discussed, and there are a lot of calls coming in. So someone's going to have to move out if a Matthews were to find a spot, or Weatherholt eventually, as they're crowded in both of those areas, aren't they? Rotation and second base.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to add one more thing, and this was touched on by Baseball America and Baseball Prospectus, and I also called a couple of my friends who are scouts, and they all said the same thing about Weatherholt. They all said the same thing in terms of, listen, if the Cardinals trade Arenado, and that's obviously a distinct possibility, they see, and I don't know if the Cardinals agree, they see Weatherholt moving in as their long-term third baseman. Now, moving in when exactly? Because I think we both agree that they want to take a look at, if they trade Arenado, they want to take a look at Nolan Gorman at third base, his natural position. So it'll get pretty interesting because it could evolve into a Gorman-Weatherholt competition. And of course, the Cardinals have plenty of second basemen. So if Arenado is traded, specifically if he's traded, it opens up all kinds of possibilities for that St. Louis infield with guys other than Mason Winn at short and Wilson Contreras at first.
Yeah, and Mozeliak talking about Weatherholt being projected, you know, as a natural shortstop, and he caught himself and laughed. He said, well, that's not happening. With Mason sitting there, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun offseason. I know that the Cardinals aren't thought of as doing too much, but do you see a scenario where, and I've asked you this before, but it changes week to week, do you see a scenario where they could become at least interesting in the NL Central and maybe even better than they were last year?
Yeah, I could definitely see them being interesting. And I don't know how to set the expectations, as you know, because we don't know what their roster is going to be yet. But I mentioned this on one of our Gas House Gang episodes on CamoX, sports.com, CamoXnews.com. And all kinds of other places, including YouTube. I mentioned it last week when we were chatting. I said, the only thing that concerns me is I think they can be improved offensively. I think their rotation will be fine. Not great, but fine. But the strength of the team was closing out games, getting late leads and holding on to them. The Cardinals had the tied for the fourth best record in the majors when they had a lead after seven innings, and they were 44-1. When they had a lead after eight innings. The point being, if they could get a lead, they put those leads away better than just about every team in baseball. But if you trade Ryan Helsley, we already know that Andrew Kittredge is going to leave as a free agent. We know that JoJo Romero, his strikeout rate after the first month, 6 weeks, really tailed off. I'm not sure what's going on there. So my question about the Cardinals being any kind of surprise team really, really, to me, is focused on that bullpen. How do you possibly repeat that kind of performance? I think it's going to be really, really difficult. I'm just trying to be realistic here, right?
Yeah, totally. Last minute, your pick today, Chiefs at Bills on KMOX at 325.
I actually think the Bills will get them. The Bills have had good success against the Chiefs in the regular season, not at all in the postseason. But I think they can get them today. I think about 24-20. And we'll see, because the Chiefs they've been making a lot of escapes. I don't know that they can do that today unless Buffalo spits it up.
Mizzou couldn't escape South Carolina, Bernie. Just couldn't do it.
There's such a huge difference. I was doing a study on this this morning. Such a huge difference in Mizzou, their performance on both sides of the ball, based on the quality of competition this season. So Mizzou was not able to move up into that top realm of college football teams in 2024. There's a big time drop off when they're playing ranked teams, winning power conference teams, winning FBS level teams, as opposed to losing or non-ranked teams. It's a huge gap in the performance. That wasn't the case last year.
No, you're absolutely right. Bernie Miklas, we're going to have some fun tomorrow in our four-man crew at the Gas House Gang on our KMOX YouTube page. And while you're at YouTube, absolutely must subscribe to The Bernie Show. Bernie Miklas' YouTube page is awesome. It's like getting a Bernie column right in front of you on video every single time he posts one. It is a must-watch. Appreciate you, buddy.
And we have an audio version of that that's available at Odyssey.com, like through KMOX. Mm-hmm. So if people prefer the podcast version, they got that. Thank you, Tom, as always, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, my friend. It's always great to hear him on the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.